This is University Beats. I'm Mark Schreiner. Almost a decade ago, Cesar Hernandez was 20 years old, the son of parents who fled Guatemala. But Hernandez was homeless on the streets of Brooklyn, arrested for assaulting a police detective. Something changed for Hernandez, who left New York, came to Tampa, and attended USF. But Hernandez didn't just survive at the University of South Florida, he thrived. He was elected student body president in 2011, he visited Uganda to film a documentary about orphans, and he won an international competition in Dubai facing students from around the world with his speech on American immigration policy. Well, Hernandez's name is now back in the news locally as he's doing government relations and business development work for Hillsborough Area Regional Transit, or HART. We welcome back Cesar Hernandez. Cesar, thank you for joining us.
Thank you. Thank you for having me. It's always good to be back at USF.
I was going to say, you just drove over from Tallahassee doing more work for HART?
Yes.
Why don't you tell me what you're doing for HART right now? Your name tied in mainly with the Hyperlink project.
Correct. So I report straight to the Strategic and Legislative Planning Committee at HART, which helps select exactly what are the resources that we're going to try to go after and bring them back into the agency. So one of the initiatives that currently working on really cool is we're working at a Hyperlink expansion into downtown. And Hyperlink is a program that essentially is the first in the nation to integrate rideshare technology with the public transit infrastructure. So looking at the technology that Uber and Lyft utilizes it and maximizing its potential by integrating it into public transit and ultimately disrupting the rideshare industry.
One of the things that I was looking back at was an article from the Oracle, the student newspaper here at USF in 2011, and it just had a great headline, and it was, Cesar Hernandez needs to cut it out. And it wasn't criticizing you. That was the best part. It was talking about how you had just done so much in your time here at USF. What did you credit your work ethic to, and how has that carried you along in your career?
I credit it to my background, really my grandmother. My family started off at one time in the jungles of Guatemala, and because of turmoil, ended up going into the city. Obviously, indigenous people don't have the greatest lives in the city. My grandmother was one of 15. Only five of her siblings survived to adulthood. So she saw that there was not going to be a future for her. Decided to come to the United States. And she went from, the jungles of Guatemala to the jungles of Brooklyn, right? And she would tell me these stories about what it is that she went through. And it honestly serves as a catalyst and motivation for me, because I have to make up for generations of my family that have been subject to poverty, that have been subject to persecution. And now we have this opportunity, and my life needs to be essentially an example, not just for, my children, but for my ancestors that came before me.
You were recently accepted into Brown University's MBA executive program, the youngest applicant to be accepted. What's that like, and what do you hope to learn there?
I never felt such a tremendous amount of gratitude as the day that I got my acceptance letter into Brown. Coming from essentially the hood in Brooklyn and seeing people going to Ivy Leagues and hearing about those type of institutions, you never really put yourself in that arena. I was one of 35 selected in this year's cohort out of 2,000 applicants. And I just started the program, and it is phenomenal because I'm in a program. These are executives on average that have 15 years of experience in their sectors. People that are building Google's campus in Silicon Valley, people that are doing social entrepreneurships and creating sustainable methods for diamond mines in the North Pole, to people that are leading the opera in New York City, and individuals that have 25% of the agribusiness market in Canada. So you have such a diverse group of individuals, and I'm learning so much, not just from the formal education, but from the conversations that I'm having with my peers that may have 10, 15 years experience over me. And I value that. And being given that opportunity so that I can start working in strategy such as what I'm specializing in, which is innovation and disruptive strategies. As so much innovation is coming in, how do you deal with it? And how do you bridge the gap and a dissonance between innovation and policy? And I strongly feel that the regions and the countries that are able to do so will be the most competitive in this new age to come.
I'm going to play you a soundbite, and we'll talk about this in a second. Just take a listen to this.
This isn't the United States of the baby boomers, the United States of the millennial generation. This is the United States of America. We are all a part of this country. Come out and speak and be heard.
Now, that's, you got a smile on your face. That's you from, I think, 2010 or 2011 when you were student body president, and you did a 24-hour speech. Set a world record, but you were talking about immigration policy. If you had the chance today to talk to that young man who was about to graduate, what would you tell him?
I guess I would tell him that your instincts are right. And I know there's going to be students that are listening to this that are super involved in their organizations, and they don't know why it is that instead of going to go study for class, they're choosing to go spend 3 or 4 hours to build up an organization and then pull all-nighters in the library. For some reason, they have that calling. And I would ask myself constantly that. If I have a biochemistry exam and yet I'm working on how am I going to get a trip to Uganda so that I can raise money for orphans, something compelled me, just as something's compelling individuals to have that conviction to be change agents, don't let up. And it was amazing for me to receive the credibility of what I've been able to do by being admitted into a program like Brown, because it told me that, you know what, I was right. Maybe I would have gotten there sooner, but I believe everything has a purpose and a time, and I don't regret anything. And, you know, I'm living proof to anyone who's listening to this that don't let up. If I can go from homeless from Brooklyn to Brown, so can you, right? And I didn't have any resources. So there's going to be individuals that can hear this, and they're going to take it to a whole other level.
Cesar Hernandez, Government Relations and Business Development with Heart and USF graduate. Again, thank you so much for joining us, and best of luck in the future.
Thank you. Thank you for having me.
For University Beat, I'm Mark Schreiner.